Random thought. What's the one thing that if you move out, you and your significant other living together and you move out, what's the one thing that will signify it's over? And I ask this question because you see the headlines. Mm-hmm. Kanye West moves 500 pairs of his sneakers out of his house with Kim. And I'm like, well, obviously that's something significant for him. He's a big sneakerhead. I mean, he's got those ugly shoes that he does for everybody else and makes millions off of. But, you know, so I wonder if it was 500 of those shoes and she like, get those ugly ass shoes out of my house. Or those were just his prized possessions. They were all the shoes that weren't the Kanye brand. And he was like, I got to take these Jordans with me. She might burn these. I can get these ugly shoes anywhere else.
You can keep the house, but you ain't taking the Yeezys.
Because for me, I think it's my PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that keeps me out of trouble. I stay at home when I have it. And I say that even though if I'm up and down on the road, I know I'm going to be gone for a couple of days. I'm taking the PlayStation with me because it keeps me out of the bar. Keeps me sitting at the crib. Yeah. It's me and the PlayStation, and we're good. But if it's over, yeah, and my PlayStation is at your house, I'm not going to leave it. The obvious is the MacBook, the computer, the hard drive. But the PlayStation is the one thing you go, I don't want to leave this behind and find it thrown outside and broken.
Yeah. Hmm. I think I've never lived with somebody, but I think for me it would be the big TV. You know, that's when you know if I'm taking this, I'm getting it unmounted from the wall and getting that taken down, and depending on how big it is, trying to get it in the back seat of my car. Like, that's real. Like, I'm not coming back when I take the big TV.
When you get the screwdriver, like, let me get this shit down.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can leave the laptop. They don't know the password, so I can get that later. You know, totally fine. But if I take all the stuff off the wall, get the big TV off, yeah, that's it's official at that point.
If Tell pulls up with a flatbed truck or or a van, so you're like, wait, what's that for? Don't worry about it. Let me get the screwdriver.
Well, thank you for thinking I have that big of a TV. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm assuming it was more than the 32 inches. But then again, you know, it's not the size that matters, okay?
That's what she said.
And she was lying too. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having just random conversations?
You know about taking down big TVs and stuff like that? We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Now, gotta say congratulations to Tracy, who won this month's Regular Guys Random giveaway. Congratulations, Tracy.
Awesome, Tracy.
Out there on the front lines, fighting the good fight. Make sure you hit us up to claim your prize. Now, for you, be sure to follow us on Facebook, IG, and make sure you subscribe on YouTube. And feel free to leave a review, drop a comment. Regular Guys Random Giveaway every month. Just because, you know, we're nice people like that.
$50. $50.
Now, we got an email here that I got to share. Let's go into the mail. And I almost feel like singing. For all the parents out there, you know that things have gone different when all of a sudden you start singing, we just got an email. See, you have no idea what I'm talking about. That's Blue's Clues. All the parents already know that. They're like, oh, crap. And they're probably singing along, too, because they know. Except they're all probably going, Yanni, you can't sing. Just read the damn email.
Please, please, please.
So it says, it says, aloha, gentlemen. Wanted to say how much I enjoy your podcast and the banter that the two of you share. Many podcasts will enter my rotation and in short time will exit, mostly due to poor, unnatural, forced commentary surrounded by choppy transitions, short silences, and awkward turn of phrase. None of the above exists when listening to RGRT. Segments such as What Made You Smile This Week and This Bullshit are humorous with an uplifting feel while completely relating to the real that we live in. Enjoy each of your perspectives, and the guests you bring on are excellent fits for the podcast. Thank you. We worked very hard for the two that we've had so far. Yeah. So we plan to add a lot more, though. I will say that. Yeah. So here's where it gets interesting, because they said, I worked with Terrell for a couple years during his quote-unquote Memphis days, and makes me happy to hear him being him. I don't know when you've ever not been you, so obviously when you were working, you were on the clock, you were a different person, but I don't even see it, because I've always known you to be exactly who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes on to say, whenever we would go out and do shit at night, could always find him talking to slash debating with some rando at the bar. Yeah, I can see that. And then just some random thoughts and bullshit. Gotta go make some shake and bake. That shit still has me crying. You got fans in Hawaii, son. CJ.
Oh, man. My man, CJ. So this goes back to my Applebee's days in Memphis when I was a GM out there opening up restaurants. And CJ was a GM, so we helped open up some stores together. Fun fact about CJ, huge basketball guy, and he gave me my first set of golf clubs. But the thing I really like most about CJ, when I was moving to Memphis, I was living in Houston, and I'm in the U-Haul, and I wasn't going to make it to the apartment to move in before the leasing office closed. So I didn't really have a place to stay. So didn't even know CJ. We had just met once at this point. But he invited me to come crash at his house, stay in his guest room the next day so I can get in and get some sleep after that 14-hour drive. So thanks again, CJ. Thanks for listening, man. Glad you're doing well. Rock on.
Yeah, no, we definitely appreciate you listening. And anytime you want to share some of those Memphis Days stories, let me know.
Yeah,
and we'll bring you on and see if we can embarrass Terrell.
CJ, let's not do that. You got a lot. He's a busy man. He has a lot going on. You know, he doesn't have time to get on the show with us. That's, you know, I want to respect his time. I want to respect his time.
Besides, he's in Hawaii. He's got a lot better things to do. Hey, so let's get the show started, and let's introduce this new segment.
Okay.
When I'm wrong, I admit it.
All right.
And one of us has something to admit this week.
Yes. And when I'm wrong, I admit it. So a few weeks ago, you had this extra exercise bike. And I was like, yeah, I'll take it. Go ahead and ship it to me. Let me know what the shipping is. I'll just Venmo it to you. And you made the comment, well, it's heavy. I can't get it up the stairs out of the basement. So I'm going to have to wait till I get some help. And I remember talking trash, just like, you can't get it up. It's an exercise bike. It's not like a motorcycle. Just get it up the stairs. Slide it up.
Look, for everybody else, keep in mind, he did not say this to me, okay? But I knew the minute I said it, I could hear the judgment over the phone. I'm like, he's talking shit. This fucker right here, he's talking shit. Because I'm going, look, I just tried to get it up the stairs. The dolly I have in this house is not as strong as the one I use to carry my equipment. So it's not going to be able to take it up the stairs. I tried. I'm going to need to get some help to take this up the stairs. And I could hear the judgment. I could feel the judgment.
I was thinking to myself, see, this is what happens when you don't eat vegetables all your life. You don't have the strength that you need to get an exercise bike up the stairs. So fast forward to, I want to say it was Thursday. The leasing office lets me know that I have a package. And I'm like, I bet it's the bike because you told me it was going to get here Thursday. So I go in and the lady in the leasing office, she also does like a fitness class or something for the residents. So she's pretty fit. And so I walk in, she goes, there it is, up against the wall. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm just trying to grab it. Like, I'm a big, strong man. I'm like, oh shit, this is a little heavy. And she's like, you got it? And I'm like, okay, don't talk shit to me. Yeah, I got it. So I'm trying to drag. She goes, at least I get the door for you. I'm like, yeah, thank you. So, you know, she opens both doors for me and I get to my car. And now I'm trying to get it in the back seat, realize it's not going to fit in the back seat. So then I lift the trunk, and I'm like, probably put it in the trunk. And I had the hardest time just trying to lift it to put it into the trunk. And I'm trying to, you know, angle it, push it. And in my mind, I'm like, she is looking at me through the window, laughing her ass off. I just know it. So then I get to my place, and I drag it from my car to my front door. At this point, I'm tired. Like, I'm just like, I got nothing. And so I open the door and I see my stairs. I was like, shit. And so I just put it in. I'm like, you know, let me just set it down. I'm going to go back to work. I'll figure this out later. So I go back to, you know, the rest of my work day. And then I remember, oh, yeah, this thing is downstairs. So I go downstairs to try to get it. And I was just like, yeah, this is not going to happen. And immediately I came upstairs, poured myself a whiskey, and I called you. And I was like, hey, yeah, that thing is heavy. So I was like, you were right. When I'm wrong, I admit it.
It pains you to say that I was right. I've never seen it hurt anybody more than it hurts you to say when I'm right.
You know, it's something I don't say often, right? So, I mean, it's like, you know, two, three times a year, maybe. I don't think that's bad.
What's funny is that wasn't your first thought when you were going to call me. You were going to call me and make up a whole other story, weren't you?
No. I wanted to be able to call and say, you weak ass, I carried this thing up the stairs by myself, no problem. And I was going to take a picture, but that didn't happen.
Well, you know what? It takes a big man to admit when they're wrong. So congratulations.
Thank you.
When you're wrong, you admit it.
All growed up. All growed up.
This won't be the last time this year you're doing this, but you know.
Well, you know, I got one out the way. It's only February. So like I said, you get 2 to 3 a year. I knocked one out in February. So it'll be a while.
Well, we'll see when I get to that point. Now, who I'm wondering if they're going to admit that they're wrong, and I think they kind of apologized, but their apology was kind of jacked up. As we get into For the Love of Sports, courtside Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I mean, so if you haven't heard about this, so the Lakers are playing against the Hawks, and of course, Atlanta is immune to the coronavirus, in case you haven't heard. You know, Atlanta's wide the hell open, and coronavirus just skips right over Atlanta. I mean, and then, you know, there's the rest of America, and then there's this non-COVID pocket called Atlanta, right?
It's the chicken the chicken and waffles. That just blocks COVID.
That's what it is. So here it is. You've got this woman who's courtside, and I guess apparently, and according to her, she said her husband has a little history with LeBron, and I'm assuming the history is that he just doesn't like LeBron. Yeah. That's basically it, right? So him and LeBron going back at it, and all of a sudden she jumps in, and you know, she'll, I'll kick your ass, and all this, to the point where when the announcers get into it, they'll and notice, hey, what's going on here? And refs are calling security over, and it looks like they're going to kick them out. And I think the funniest part is when the announcer says, you know, she looks like that meme with the woman pointing and the cat.
She sure did. She sure did. That was crazy, because what I'm laughing at, her husband's a big dude, right? Her husband's a big dude, and I think she's like a Instagram model of some kind.
It's about 5'4". Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But her husband's a big dude. And so he always trash talks LeBron. That's kind of what he does. And so LeBron talked trash back. She got mad and said that she's going to beat his ass. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? Look at how little you are. LeBron could take you and your husband out. I just thought that was hilarious. And then it's like she turns around looking at the, like, you know, playing with her weave. I know it had been a blonde weave.
It was definitely a weave.
Yeah.
It was definitely a weave.
Yeah. And then, so she got kicked out.
There's nothing she was wearing that was real. So yeah. There was definitely a weave.
All body parts was fake. but yeah, I just thought that was ridiculous. But good for them. Good for the refs and the security to take those folks out. I mean, it's great to have fans back at the games, because I think for players, you want to play to the crowds. And I think when they played in the bubble, I know it had to have been tough. So they have fans back in there talking trash and all that stuff. That's kind of the fun thing to do. But don't show your ass like that. You know, period. Go to the game, talk a little trash, but, you know, be respectful.
And it's a little different because, you know, with not that many fans in there, everything that anybody says, you hear it.
Yep.
Yeah, you could say you're in the zone, but, you know, you hear it. And so you got this guy who's always trash talking LeBron. And then all of a sudden the wife jumps in. And I can only imagine husband's going, what the hell are you doing? I can't fight this 6'8", 300-pound man. Are you out of your goddamn mind? What is wrong with you? He plays 48 minutes every goddamn game. What is wrong with you? I can barely go 48 seconds.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And it really kind of opens up a whole other point as to whether women, should you be jumping in your man's fight? In that case, and you as a man, what would you do if you're at the game, you're trash talking, all of a sudden your woman decides to jump up and get in there, or you're out somewhere and you're getting in an argument with someone, and she jumps in and starts not trying to calm you down, but escalating the situation, trash talking, telling the dude, I'll kick your ass.
Mm-hmm.
How do you react?
That's a good question, because I think if you take alcohol out the situation, men are smart. We evaluate. So we look at somebody, we'd be like, shit, this is going to be an ass whooping. Is it worth it? You know what I mean? You might look at somebody and be like, God, I mean, it's depends on what he did. If he, like, disrespected your girl or something like that, you have to fight. Yeah. No one, you're going to lose that one. But if it's over something crazy like French fries or whatever, you got to be like, hey, babe, just it's not that big a deal. Let's let cooler heads prevail and we'll go in part ways. So I wouldn't want, you know, my girl to jump into a fight. Now, here's the thing. What if she starts getting into it with another girl? Do you, like, break it up, or do you just say, hey, I'm going to see how this plays out?
No, you grab your woman and you come here. Let's go. Yeah. Look, baby, we don't need these kind of problems. I don't have bail money with me today, okay?
Yeah, you're not going to embarrass me today. Let's go.
Look, are you sure you can whoop her ass?
Yeah, yeah. Because... it's like, you better win then, damn it. You're going to talk all this shit? You give me your purse. Go.
I've seen some of these MMA fighters. Not all of them look crazy. Some of them just are. So yeah. Be sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
She could be a secret MMA fighter dressed as, you know, up in disguise as a soccer mom.
Yeah. But we've all been there where we've seen a girl talking shit to another dude trying to defend her man, but hyping up the fight. And then their man gets his ass whooped.
And he's got to be like, baby, I'm going to go get the car, okay? we know he's not going to swing on you, so I'm going to get the car.
Yeah.
As we're recording this, the day of the Super Bowl, and it's airing on Monday, I'm going to say congratulations to Tom Brady for winning the Super Bowl and securing himself as the GOAT. And also, congratulations to Patrick Mahomes for beating Tom Brady and giving him his fourth Super Bowl loss and, you know, getting his second back-to-back and then also, you know, taking that whole transition of power, because this way we're not wrong. We've been wrong so many times when we've predicted shit and then the next day and then the podcast comes out, we sound like idiots. So I just want to make sure we're covered either way.
We should do that next season. Just like every Sunday, let's go through all the games and like we record all the different scenarios where each team wins.
Yeah. Easy for you to say, cause you don't have to get up and edit this.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I'll be on the exercise bike while you're editing.
You know, you had a great question about not just the Super Bowl, but about the day after.
Yeah, I think the day after Super Bowl Sunday should be a holiday, right? I mean, it's, everyone's watching the game. Game starts at 5:30. Remember, they used to start later. And so they start earlier now. That way people won't get too drunk, hopefully. And, you know, but people start partying, drinking all day like it's a holiday. You know, like it's Thanksgiving. You're eating like crap. You're drinking up. Why not have that Monday? Just be a holiday. It's a Monday in February. What other? I mean, there's other holidays, right? We should move one. Just move one of those random, you know, days where everybody gets a day off, and just move it to the Monday after the Super Bowl.
So let's see. The other holiday in February is President's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the logical thing would be, because President's Day is what, the third Monday of every February. Super Bowl is usually the second Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you're thinking move it up a week. Okay. So we got to look at this though. And if we had a producer, they'd be looking this up. So let me see if I can Google this real quick as to why it's the third. Because you've got to really understand: is there big significance why it's President's Day is the third week? And says, look here, originally established 1885 in recognition of George Washington, all right, became known as President's Day after it was moved as part of the 1971 Uniform Monday Holiday Act in an attempt to create more three-day weekends for the nation's workers. Okay. Right. And we all know three-day weekends are a great thing, right?
Right.
So why not? You know, this makes sense because in 1971, they weren't thinking about it this way because, of course, the Super Bowl, it existed, but it wasn't as big as it is now.
No.
I mean, people who don't watch football watch the Super Bowl, even if it's just for the commercials.
Yep.
But it's an event.
Yeah. I say, anyone listening, call your congressman and get them to put a bill through. We got Biden in the White House. He's saying yes to every damn thing. So if this is the year to do it, this is our time. That way in 2022, Monday after Super Bowl will be President's Day or Recovery Day for those that really party hard.
And you know, here's the thing. Maybe this is something we should have thought about like last year, because Trump would have definitely done this. He was a big NFL advocate. But of course, he would have probably tried to, I will move President's Day if the players decide not to kneel again. So we couldn't have that. So I still think moving President's Day, though, would be a bipartisan move.
He could have even.
Everybody watches it.
But he could have even said, make the Monday, I will not move President's Day, but what I will do is make the Monday after the Super Bowl Trump Day. It's a day off. who gives a shit, right? It's a day off.
You're right.
I'm not gonna go to work. I'm not gonna go to work out of spite. I don't care. It's Trump Day. I'm working. No, it's a day off. So even if it was called Trump Day, let's just have the day after Super Bowl off. Trump Day forever. Sell that to Biden too. Who cares?
The difference is, you know what? We would have definitely gotten it with Trump. He would have made it a national holiday. He would have made an executive order and made it a national holiday. I don't know that Biden is that egotistical. So we're a year late with this, but I like the way of moving it. Now, Biden may move President's Day, but we might have gotten a second national holiday in the month of February had we done it last year. But good idea still. I like it.
Thank you.
I like the way you're thinking.
Thank you. I have like one good idea a week. I save it up for Sundays. So
I thought you were going to say a year.
No. A week.
As we move into politics as usual, interesting thing out here. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yep.
What's going on with her?
She's the congresswoman out of Georgia who has a very colorful Facebook news feed from some things from the past, right? I'm so glad Facebook wasn't around when we were back in our college days. Because just the shit that I would have said, just an opinion that we would have put out back when we were 20. Oh, man. Oof. So anyway, she's had some posts where she liked that people were going after Nancy Pelosi, threatening to attack Nancy Pelosi. She's made comments about school shootings and that it was all set up to get people to focus on, to take people's Second Amendment rights. She chased down, I forget his name, one of the kids from the Parkland shooting, chased him down and was talking trash to him. He's the one that's going after the MyPillow guy. And then she also made this comment about Jewish space lasers, that's what starts the forest fires in California. She's just all over, right? And she's just liked a whole bunch of crazy things. And so, of course, the Democrats were trying to get her removed. And she was put on the, I think, education board and some other board. And so she gets onto the Senate floor and kind of does her apology tour, if you will, but doesn't really apologize.
Of course.
Right. Doesn't really apologize for it, but, you know, goes off about censorship, whatever. And so pretty much all the Democrats and 11 Republicans voted her off those boards. So I don't know what she does now because she's not on a board. Like, what does she do? Does she just hold the title and doesn't have to go to work? Like, what does she actually do? I'm still unclear on that, but that's what happened to her this week, and I'm happy for it. I saw the video of her going after that young kid talking about gun control. I'm just like, even if that's how you feel, why would you go after somebody who was a victim and harass them like that? Like, what kind of woman? And you're a parent. Like, I just don't get that shit.
And you know, her justification for that is the fact that, oh, she was a victim of, and we could say gun violence, but I don't think anyone died in the one that she was in. People were held hostage and then let go when she was in high school. But then more guns would have just caused death. So in that case, who are you going to give guns to? The students? You're definitely not going to do that. The teachers? It's a very fine line in that case. But, you know, it's very interesting when you go down that path. But even some of the things that she talked about and that she liked was, and even comments that she made concerning Nancy Pelosi was about, you know, not just getting her out, but taking her out.
Yep.
So, you know, you could understand why people felt this way. However, back in her district, and I saw this in one of the articles saying that that's in District 14, the District 14 chairman, Darrell Galloway, said that this move of removing her from the committees is something that Democrats are going to, and he says, I think they will rue this day for many, many years to come. And the reason behind this, he said she won 75% of the vote in November and goes, if she actually ran today, it would probably be 85% or higher because she's now more popular than before. So now she's become a martyr for the very far right. So the militant right is where we're looking at. And we talk about these extreme right and extreme lefts, and that's where it gets – we fall into these dangerous waters because it doesn't matter whether you're extreme right or extreme left. Extreme is always going to have a little batshit crazy in there. And it's up to you on where you think as to which one is more than the other. But at the same time, they're always – there's the reason why they call it extreme right because they really take it to the extreme. So
yeah, and she could be, you know, if she were to run again and get 80%, who cares, right? My thing is – you shouldn't be on the board of education if you're going after kids who were victims of gun violence at their school. You know, don't be on that team. Go on a different team, right, and talk your rhetoric. Will it make her more popular? Could, you know, but I, you know, because if you look at her Facebook, her Facebook page, she has a mm-hmm. whole lot of support from folks yeah. in the comments, and so people are gonna believe her, and that's fine, right? But she still doesn't need to be on that board, and I think she got what she deserved. So more power to her. People are gonna believe all kind of craziness, right? You know, here, look at the U.S. I mean, we're the one country probably believes the most that there are angels, and you know, there's a powerful being. We probably believe that more than majority of the countries, but we still live our lives. But for her, she's out there.
Hey, by the way, Superman does exist. So just so you know,
it maybe in some bizarre world there is a Superman. I've not seen him, but maybe. I'm not gonna jump off a building and be like, "Catch me, Superman!" And just to prove that he's real.
Because if he catches you, yeah. you're probably going to shake
and,
your pants.
And if there is a Superman, I'm going to be asking, hey, I got a lot of questions. What has your lazy ass been doing all this time? There's a whole lot of tragedies that have happened. A lot of things you could have jumped in and gave a little help. What are you watching the news just going, damn, that sucks. Anyway, see, Lois, well, need some chips.
I'm about to say, well, you know, me and Lois, we're in a good space.
I told him, you know, I need to focus more on my relationship. So I took 2020 off to focus on this relationship. And that's why 2020 went to shit.
Early.
Exactly. Exactly. So if there is a Superman, he's has some explaining to do.
Got some explaining to do. Yeah. Speaking of some explaining to do, folks got some explaining to do as I've never been to jail. Let's just start off there, right? So I don't know what the procedures are in there. I have no idea what kind of accommodations they make. I'm assuming it's not like a hotel where you're like, well, you know, I would prefer to have these kind of sheets. And they go, okay, well, sir, we'll send that right up. Or if you come down to the front desk, we'll do it. I'm assuming that's not the case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But so the guy who wore the horns in the Capitol, you know, the shirtless guy with the horns.
The QAnon shaman that lived with his mom.
Right. That guy, yeah, that winner. He gets, you know, arrested, and I remember when the whole story came about his mom saying that he needs organic food. He needs organic food. He won't eat anything else. And apparently, this is actually happening?
Yes. So they moved him to a facility in Virginia where he can get organic food. Now, I've spent the night in jail. And they gave me a crappy little bologna sandwich, no mayonnaise, no mustard, just bread, and a piece of meat on it, and an orange. So you want to eat organic, eat the orange. And don't eat the bread and bologna. Let's move it on. But how does this happen that this guy gets that break just because of – I find it to be the biggest bullshit I've ever seen. It's just crazy to me that this happened. And they're allowing this shit to happen. You know, that's the trick maybe now. I don't know if they would allow me to do that. They just you ain't going anywhere. You stay there. Eat your bologna sandwich and shut the hell up. But I just don't get, you know, the two different justice systems that we have that allows this guy to get transplant facilities and get organic food, whereas a gentleman in Milwaukee dies after 7 days and not having water. In the jail.
Mm.
So I just don't get it.
I'm assuming that if, you know, God forbid that I ever wind up there, I go, all right, so I only have steak and eggs for breakfast. That's going to be an option. You know, or you see me in the line, cafeteria line, like, yeah, I don't do those vegetables. I don't do that. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't think I get that option. But, you know, obviously, this guy who lives at home with his mama has got more rank than the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. Like, hey, what's the thread count on these sheets? Oh, no, 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 sir. No, sir. I need 700, please. Minimum 700. Or I won't eat.
I need organic sheets.
And I'm sorry. Is this my cellmate? No, no, no. I don't live with men. Only women. or I'm not going to eat.
It's against my religion.
Yeah, it's against my religion to share a cell with another man. I can only share a cell with another woman. It's in my book that I believe in, that I pray to, and I'm not eating. That hurt your ass. Like, closed mouth, don't get fed, right?
Hey, don't forget to watch The Bachelor tonight, man. Or you can skip it and just catch our Black Bachelor recaps. And we'll let you know what happened because, you know, we're stuck watching it because somebody made a deal with the devil and said that they would not watch The Bachelor until they had a Black Bachelor enter Matt James. And here we are. So we're committed to watching it. We're more than halfway through the season right now. And each week we recap it, give you a brief overview, tell you who won the episode, and predict who's going to get the boot. We have been so wrong in the first 5 weeks as to who was going to get the boot, but we're still pushing through.
Yeah, definitely. Join the conversation by commenting. You know, you can agree with us or agree with me. You can disagree with Yanni or agree to disagree with Yanni. but we'll also put you in the running for another monthly Regular Guys Random giveaway. So check it out. Have some fun with us.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Black Bachelor Recaps every Tuesday on YouTube. Just search RGRT Pod and be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications. Now let's get back to the show. So as we stay around the Capitol for some more bullshit, it's amazing the stories that are still coming out from this January 6th event.
Yes. Right?
This insurrection at the Capitol.
I feel like there should be like a voice, like insurrection. At the Capitol.
Yeah, you got to give the movie voice. Yeah. It's the movie trailer voice. So here is the story. I saw this one. Woman charged in Capitol riot asked the judge to go to Mexico. What the hell is this about?
So Jenny Cudd of Midland, she was one of the ones charged.
Midland, Texas?
Midland, Texas. Yeah, Midland, Texas.
Okay, all right, never mind. End of story. Continue.
Yeah, so... She was seen in the Capitol. She's also one of those that posted a Facebook video that said, I effing charged the Capitol today, and hell yes, I'm proud of my actions, right?
Oh, boy.
So she gets arrested. Now, apparently, she had already had a prepaid team build for her employees planned in Mexico. So her lawyers asked if she could still attend that and then come back. And the judge said, sure. Why not? So she gets to leave on the 18th. She has to be back by the 21st to face authorities. Isn't that crazy?
You are a traitor to your country. You're part of the insurrection at the Capitol. Post about it. Talk about how proud you are to be of it. And they're still going to give you the opportunity to fly out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
What? Who's to say that she's going to come back?
Exactly.
First of all.
Exactly.
There is no other way, and I know your guy, Reggie Mantle, will continue to try and label me as a racist for this, but this is the definition of white privilege, because this is the one thing that she has in common with Mr. Horns living at home with his mama have in common, that they get all the special treatment. But and, you know, it's interesting to me that they actually give her this. And it's not like, oh, well, I want to leave Texas to go to Wyoming before this retreat. I want to leave the fucking country.
Yep. Yeah.
How is this possible?
Because we have two different justice systems. Duh. Where you been?
Apparently, wherever Superman is.
That is just... That just,
I was his and Lois's butler.
Yeah. It just blows my mind, but to the point I'm not surprised anymore. But that's just ridiculous that these people, and I'm so glad, and I'm following all the stories of all these people that are getting arrested and hearing their backstories. And to me, it just gets funnier and funnier. But then you have stories like this where she, you know, has the video of her committing the crime, proud that she did it. Oh, but I have this team build already paid for it. Well, that's too bad. That's what you get. You know, that's what happens. You try getting arrested and be like, hey, I know I did this crime, and you're right. I was totally wrong. But me and my wife already have these non-refundable tickets to the Bahamas. I will be back. Give me a week. I'll be back. Promise. Pinky swear. just ridiculous.
I'm not even getting out on bail. Are you kidding me? They're not going. They would have a hard time just letting me out on bail, much less letting me leave the country.
Yeah.
And usually when they let people out on bail who they know have the means to escape, they don't, or to leave the country, they usually have them surrender their passports. Mm-hmm. So how do you let this person, what are you going to do? Send somebody along to make sure that she does come back? Is she the only person that can go with the team? No. The team building can be without her because her ass is a traitor to the goddamn country.
Yep. Totally. I agree with you 100%. It's ridiculous. Mm. It's wrong in so many ways, but this is America.
Childish Gambino yeah. said it best.
Yeah.
This is America.
This is America.
Oh, my God. That's almost as bad as this other story that you sent over to me. Interesting one here. I saw a teacher in Wisconsin. So, again, I'm not surprised. And I'm not going to always say this about just any one part of the country because I think there are crazy people in all parts of the country, right? Mm-hmm. But I didn't understand the reasoning behind this. A teacher's on leave for asking students how they would punish slaves. And the first thing I thought when I heard that headline, right, is, okay, wait a minute. So maybe it's a social experiment to see, do we have more empathy towards people in this day and age than we did, say, just, you know, a lifetime ago, like 40, 50 years ago when we acted like people weren't really human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe they would go, yeah, well, you know, we wouldn't punish them that bad. Maybe just give them time out, you know, have them sit in the corner for a second and they can come back out and play.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And maybe if I read the entire article, I may have a different point of view on this.
Yeah, I read the entire article and I tried to do a little bit more research on it because in my mind, why would you ask that question? Period. Mm-hmm. So that tells me there's not a lot of minorities in this school, at least on the administrative staff either. Come to find out, they were studying the ancient region of Mesopotamia. And mm-hmm. Based on the code of, and I'm going to get this name wrong, Hammurabi, who was who ruled Mesopotamia a long time ago. Let's just say that. They had a code. And it was pretty much the punishments that, or the laws or punishments for slaves during that region, depending mm-hmm. on what they did. So the question they ask, a slave stands before you. This slave has disrespected his master by telling him, you are not my master. How will you punish this slave? Now, the correct answer based on the code of Hammurabi is put to death. Mm. But I think maybe if they worded the question, you know, based on the code of Hammurabi and back in Mesopotamia, let's say there was a slave and the slave disrespected the master. How do you think they would have punished that slave? Then it's a history lesson because then, yeah, based on the code, you get put to death. But how will you punish this slave? I'm like, this is just weird, you know, weird, wrong grammar to use for kids at a middle school. And these are middle school kids.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, these were middle school kids.
Yeah, middle school kids.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so this just gets worse because even if it's, oh, well, we just want to see if they have more empathy. The middle school kids, for one. And then two, I'm not understanding the reasoning for the questioning, the line of questioning here. And it's a bad question. So you're saying basically the choice of words in this, and maybe if they've reworded it a little better, it might have come not have been as harsh.
Right.
But I don't see. I'm trying to understand. I'm here. I'm really trying to comprehend what was the reason behind this. And anyone, please, if you can find some kind of legitimate reason they would ask this question, feel free to let us know. Reach out to us, you know, whether it's via email, rgrtpod@gmail.com, or, you know, hit us up in the comments, you know, and let us know what you think. But I can't find one reason.
No. And when I say middle schoolers, sometimes we think eighth grade, sixth graders. Mm-hmm. These are sixth graders.
Oh, right? Shit. It gets worse. And so, it gets worse.
These are sixth graders. And again, if you were teaching a class on American slavery and mm-hmm. you asked kids, you know, as you're teaching what happened to the slaves and how they were treated, and then ask a multiple choice question. You know, if based on history, if slaves ran away, what was their punishment? And they could say, well, you know, your foot would get cut off or you get whipped. Whatever. And that's not bad. That's just a history lesson. But if mm-hmm. they say, okay, we just did this class on, we did this last 6 weeks, we've been talking about slavery in American history. So let's say one of your slaves runs away. What would you do? Like, you can't do that. So, I don't think that there was malicious intent. I just think right. that the way they worded this should have been a lot better thought out for sixth graders. Again, how will you punish this slave? That's what it says. You know, reading the question right here, the screenshot of the question. How will you punish this slave? I'm like, why do you teach that to sixth graders? That's some weird shit. I didn't learn that in sixth grade.
Did we see what any of the answers were? Did anybody answer that we saw?
Yes. So the correct answer was to be put to death.
That was the correct answer.
That was the correct answer. Is put to death.
Wow. Okay. So here's the thing about this, and it's a double-edged sword because regardless of when you get to, you said, like you said in the first part of, oh, this is what the punishment would be. What if you ask the question, what would the punishment be according to this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then that's reciting what you were taught in history. At the same time, you've got to make sure that they're teaching accurate history. And the reason I want to say this is because a lot of history books are being rewritten.
Mm-hmm.
If you get back to the Daughters of the Confederacy, that's what they did in the South for a long time. They rewrote a lot of the history books to make it seem that the Civil War and the Confederacy was actually a different cause and a more just cause. And that's what they rewrote the history books to be. And I've seen even in some of these newer books that are coming up where they say, oh, yeah, well, and sometimes the slave owner would have a picnic for his slaves. Like, it's everybody, hey, like a company outing. Let's have a cookout in the back, you know. And that's not what it really is or what was really happening. It was not some great environment. It wasn't a work environment because they weren't workers or employees.
Yeah.
They were property. And the question becomes, how is it really being taught? And then in this sense of now putting you in that in those shoes. And it's such a messy way to go, man. Jesus Christ.
Well, and I think I totally hear what you're saying about rewriting history. I find that here in the U.S., we only rewrite U.S. history. So the fact that this happened in Mesopotamia,
yeah,
probably right, right? And the Code of Hammurabi, it's probably true, you know? So if it was something that we did here, totally I can see them changing that up. But other countries, like, oh, no, they really did that stuff over there. But, again, the way the question's worded, it's just stupid. But so, any of my teacher friends, you know, comment, educate us if we're wrong on this. Should this be taught to sixth graders?
So your thought is not them rewriting the history, but they just need to rewrite the question.
Rewrite the question. Yeah, don't ask them, how would you punish your slave?
Oh, my God.
I mean, even here in the U.S., if you're showing roots – to a bunch of sixth graders, you don't pause it and be like, Bryce, let's say you were the owner and Yanni was one of your slaves and he ran away. What would you do?
When you're beating him and you're telling him his name is Toby and he keeps saying Kunta, what would you do?
Good answer, Bryce. Connor, do you concur?
Oh, my God. On that note, let's get the hell out of here. What you drinking today, man?
Well, since I didn't make it to the liquor store yesterday, mm-hmm. got a little bottle of water right now trying to hydrate before I go watch Tom Brady get this W.
Well, I'm right there with you because, again, we are recording this Sunday, FYI, and I've got the same. I've got some good quality H2O, and get ready to watch Patty Mahomes snatch that crown off Brady's head. Do the Eli Manning. Give me that. So, when you hear this, one of us is going to be right, and the other's going to be wrong. I'll be right. Tell be wrong.
Of course. Sure. If that's what helps you sleep tonight, that's what it'll be.
I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, at RGRT Pod.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment, or send us some of your bullshit. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers. It's not as good as a good bourbon, but, you know.
Damn sure a lot smoother, though.
You don't have that.